Hello, I am Kay Reseed. I'm the coordinator with the Communications and Family Engagement Department. We're here to introduce Dr. Esther Perez, the executive director of Meeks Academy, and Sunny Boone, who is a teacher there. Today, we're going to talk about Meeks Academy and what the program offers to Sacramento area families and students. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Perez. First of all, is there anything that you wanted to share with our families about who may attend this school?
Well, hello. Thank you, Kay, for having us here. As you introduced me, my name is Dr. Perez, and I am super excited that I get the luxury and the privilege of leading the virtual academy here at Natomas Unified. But just as you alluded to, we serve not only the Natomas Unified School District, but technically we serve anyone who lives or resides in Sacramento County, and even those living in a county that touches Sacramento, so any contiguous county. We have students that not only live in our county or a contiguous county, but they also travel because we're a virtual academy. So really, our students can practically join from almost anywhere online.
And I wanted to touch on that because this is a flexible hybrid program, as you are discussing. So what kind of opportunities may parents and students expect if they do join the academy?
That's a wonderful question. We are probably one of the most flexible schooling options for families. What I mean by that is essentially our families can choose to be, I'm going to go ahead and say 99.9% virtual. The only time a family absolutely has to come in is to pick up textbooks and equipment. But after that, if a family absolutely wants to be nearly 100% virtual, we offer that. However, we do have a good amount of families that, you know, they love the virtual experience and going online, but they would also love some critical in-person hybrid learning experiences, which we also offer. So for example, all of our teachers offer in-person learning opportunities. They have hands-on science labs and hands-on projects where they get to collaborate with their peers. Even our youngest learners, our TK and our kinder, our transitional kinder and our kindergarten scholars, they're able to come in and get those vital social skills. So we really are flexible and can meet the needs of any families that want 100% virtual or virtual with some in-person learning.
And Sunny Boone, you're a teacher.
Yes.
So from your firsthand experience, what is it like to teach at Meeks Academy?
The opportunity to be an educator at Meeks Academy has been a great ride. The most exciting part about being a teacher at Meeks Academy is still being able to teach my students the core content, but also building in there the social emotional piece that all learners need to be successful and feel safe in a learning environment.
Maybe the two of you can weigh in on this, but from what I understand, this is a very hands-on academy as well. So scholars are also given the tools they need, given MacBooks and iPads.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that because, first of all, let me explain what our students get when they join our online academy. Number one, although Chromebooks are fabulous, we have chosen MacBooks and iPads depending on the grade level. For instance, our youngest scholars in transitional kindergarten through second grade get an iPad as well as a secondary monitor so that they can have one big screen as well as one to work on with the iPad. And then our older scholars in grades 3 through 8th grade get a MacBook as well as a secondary monitor along with a handful of other nice gadgets to make their learning experience easier. But what I really want to focus on is this. Like I said, although Chromebooks are fabulous, with our Apple-related products, and no, we're not trying to sell Apple products, but what I am trying to emphasize is our students have the capabilities of hands-on creative learning. And what I mean by that, and maybe Mr. Boone can give an example of something he's done in his class already, but one kind of area is that our scholars are tasked with not only are they learning the content, the academic standards, but they get to use the MacBooks and the iPads to, for instance, create a podcast like this or create an iMovie video explaining, you know, a reading comprehension standard or create other type of infographics that the technology on the MacBooks and the iPads are just a tad bit, in our professional opinions, more conducive to creative and learning. So I'm really excited about that. Maybe Mr. Boone, can you share with us something you've done with your students in that regards?
Yes. So with this being the beginning of the school year and focusing a lot on social emotional learning and building the school community, the classroom community, I'm having my students create a keynote slide that tells a little bit about themselves. And because I also teach history, history is a lot of timeline, and keynote allows for my students to put in like slide A but also like a 1A and a 1B by entering those small nuances of technology in there as well.
I actually had the privilege of seeing in one of your colleagues' class, actually, I observed when students were presenting their keynote presentations about their personal lifetime timeline in a history class. And the creative abilities of our students have never, in my opinion, been so ripe and so perfect for growth and knowledge, because we had students that I don't think I've ever heard them talk before until they were given a creative assignment and they just flourish. So I'm really proud that that's something our school does and offers for our students, that they can show their creative talents while they're also mastering academic standards.
You know, in terms of learning virtually, I know a big concern that parents may have out there is that their students, their children may not be getting the social skills exposure. Can you two speak to that?
Yeah, I can start us off. I think first off, you know, that was something that was very personally important for me, because I never want to be in charge of a school or lead a school where our youngest scholars, particularly that need that most social experience, didn't have that opportunity. So that was one thing that I definitely wanted to take pride in developing options for scholars to talk to each other, use both academic and social appropriate discourse. So not only do we have our in-person learning, but our teachers also know how to use breakout rooms within their class sessions online, to where students have a focused breakout room where they know their roles, they know what they need to work on, and then they have that opportunity to truly talk it out with their peers. And I also know some of our teachers just open up a Zoom room where they're present so they can monitor and make sure students are safe. But they literally allow them that time to be social online in a safe environment. I know as a parent, I can't imagine something that would make me feel better than that, where I know my child's safe at all times and is still getting those opportunities to learn socially and academically. What about you, Mr. Boone? What do you think?
So our executive director at our school is big on not only content learning, but also social emotional development, and making sure that we as a school focus on the child holistically and not just the core content. And because of that, we have something called student councils. And councils are like a class meeting in which we get together as a class and we talk to each other about other things outside of our core content. And we all utilize the breakout rooms where students can have that discourse. And we know that when students enter those rooms, the different roles that each student has. And as instructional leaders, we check in on those rooms to make sure. And because we build such a robust learning community at the beginning of the school year, we do encourage for students to maintain mature behaviors and have good on-task topics in those breakout rooms.
Yes, and some people often refer to those as either, you know, community circles or restorative circles or councils. But I think what Mr. Boone is highlighting on is that we still emphasize social emotional learning. Just because a child is behind a computer screen online does not mean that there cannot be wonderful opportunities to grow socially, collaboratively, and with their peers at the same time. So it's not like a child is only interacting with technology. They truly are interacting with their teacher and their peers in the classroom.
Another thing that I want to add is, as we grow and develop our program, we are seeing the need, and we have built in the in-person activities, which will allow for those students to come in person and still maintaining the small numbers of students, seeing them that way. But also, I feel like we are developing great outside of school activities, such as other extracurricular activities, whether it's a spelling bee or a social event at the school.
Yeah, Mr. Boone's highlighting that we do our best to be a regular school. And what I mean by that is our students can still participate in sports. So for instance, there are a handful of Meeks Academy scholars that play sports on the campus we're located on Bannon Creek Elementary. They come in and they do their practice after school and their games once or twice a week. Even though they're learning virtually for the school day, they come in afterwards. So they still get that regular student experience when it comes to sports and many social things.
So Meeks Academy has been around for 2 years, but this is an academy that has been conceptualized even before the pandemic, because the school district really wants to offer families an elevated way of learning, because you're not just getting virtual learning, you're also getting hands-on learning. And especially in this age where technology is constantly advancing, it sounds like this is such an important program.
Yes, for sure. Actually, the idea of the Virtual Academy was started a handful of years even before COVID. And actually, the idea was, we are situated in Sacramento, which is right next door to, you know, Silicon Valley and the Bay Area technology. And we realized really quickly that our students need and deserve the most advanced technology options or technological options. And so when the Virtual Academy was first born, there was a lot of work that had to go into, you know, the paperwork and the processing and all the formation of a new school. And then when the pandemic hit, we did have to actually just press pause for a minute just to handle the pandemic, right? But then as soon as we figured out, okay, well, now we can really move forward with the online learning, it was full steam ahead, and we opened in fall of 2021, and now we're in our second year, so bigger, better. We learned a lot from our first year, and we are rocking and rolling.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want to learn more about Meeks Academy, please feel free to visit our website, natomasunified.org. Thank you, Dr. Perez. Thank you, Mr. Boone. And hopefully you'll see more students enroll this upcoming semester.
We would love to serve any and all students. We serve with or without disabilities. We serve students with or without other needs. We serve everyone that comes our way. So if you're interested, please look us up online. We would love to have your scholar with us. We believe we're doing a wonderful job, and we know that you'll see that too.
Thank you again. And if you want to learn more, please go to natomasunified.org.
This podcast is a production of the Natomas Unified School District. You can find our podcast online in the Apple Store, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Natomas Unified School District website at www.natomasunified.org. You can also locate our episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for Natomas Unified.